are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Today's episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. At only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Stay tuned for the Ultra Player of the Week coming up later in the episode. Welcome back to Locked On Spurs on the Locked On NBA Network. I am Jeff Garcia, your host and also a San Antonio Spurs writer, and I'm glad to have you back. We have rumors left and right. Rumors. Spurs are in the rumor mill. We got a bunch of them to dive into today on this episode of Locked On Spurs, from what's going on with LMA to DeMar DeRozan to Trey Lyles and Rudy Gay. Yeah, there's a lot to unpack on this episode. And also, take a look ahead at tonight's matchup, Spurs-Clippers. You know him, member number two. Well, he's back in town looking at that and much, much more. To do that, I'm joined by ESPN San Antonio's and co-host of the Saturday Morning Hangover, James Pledger. James, welcome back to Locked On Spurs. This feels like those old school monster truck Sunday commercials where they go Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. It feels like saying rumors, rumors, rumors. We got rumors here. We got rumors,
rumors
there.
Rumors. Yeah. Rumors. 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 Rumors.
And by the way, if James says anything that you disagree with or agree with, make sure to follow him on Twitter at I Am Pledger. James, well, let's dive right into this real quick here. And look, Bleacher Report just unloaded a bunch of Spurs rumors yesterday. We'll start off with, I guess, the big one. We'll start off with DeMar DeRozan. So in a nutshell, that report is saying that that's the big one.
Okay.
Unless you think Trey Lyles wanting out is a big one. But
No. But I thought the Yahoo Sports Chris Mannix report y'all had yesterday? I thought that was pretty big.
Which was that one? That was the
Jared Allen one?
Jared Allen one. All right, well, we'll start off with that one then. We'll shift gears real quick. Jared Allen.
We've heard all these other names.
Hey, well, the if it's true, then he'd be coming back home. He's a graduate of UT up in Austin. Yep. But he is a restricted free agent, but the Spurs also have a lot of money to throw at him to try to outbid the Cavs if they decide to match San Antonio. I don't know what to think about this. I don't think the Spurs historically don't really overpay for bigs. I don't see the Spurs throwing a bunch of money at Allen if this report is true.
Yeah, and I mean, even if they overpay, right? Even if they were to be like, take a page out Daryl Morey's book and put a poison pill in it, or, you know, just grossly overpay to the max, Cleveland, who traded for him, has the right to match whatever you would do. So the best thing you could possibly do might be a sign and trade if they truly are interested in bringing him in.
Yeah. You don't see any issues with him and Poeltl, right? If this thing does come to fruition, yeah, Poeltl will likely go back to the bench, but he's been playing well in his starting role, though, James.
He has. But there are things that Jared Allen does better than Jakob Poeltl. Defend on the perimeter, screen and roll game, just his ability to bounce and cover smaller players. He has more offensive game. Like, there are a multitude of things that Jared Allen does better, which is why he's going to get paid commensurately this offseason more than a Jakob Poeltl would. Jakob Poeltl's great in his role, but his role is still a smaller one of being the dirty guy, being the dude that goes and gets the rebounds, the dude that's, you know, a defensive presence, the dude that is a put that guy more than something an offense would actually run through. Like, there are multiple things Jakob Poeltl is. Being an offensive focal point, being able to give you much offensively, being able to switch out on, you know, four positions, those are things he can't do.
Well, Yahoo Sports does report that not only the Spurs, but the Pistons, the Raptors, and the Wizards are also expressing some interest in chasing the seven-footer who's currently with Cleveland. Now, for his career, he's averaging 10.5 points per game, 1.4 blocks, 8.1 rebounds. Is that Does that make you want to throw a bunch of money at him?
I know his stats, and they don't look overwhelming, but he is so much more than his stats. A lot of the same ways that Jakob Poeltl is a little bit more than his stats, Jarrett Allen gives you so much more than his stats, especially because of his ability to step out and defend on any switch almost, and not have it be a minus when a point guard switches on a high pick and roll with him or something like that. It really helps the defense, and thinking of a Swiss Army knife like that that Pop could do with, or a guy that could step out a little bit and hit on a pick and pop if need be. Like, these are things that the Spurs have very few limited supply of, but they're all in different bodies. These are all in the same body.
Well, if you look at the loss against the Hornets, especially down the stretch, the Hornets had a lot of, this is going to sound like one of those oxymorons, but small bigs out there and quick guys around the paint. Yep, PJ Washington, Martin. Here's the thing. There's a reason why perhaps Yaka wasn't out there, because maybe Pop doesn't think he can, you know, move quickly enough to stay with those guys. Yeah, he can't switch with those guys. That's where Allen could come in, couldn't he?
Exactly, and that's, as you can tell, whether it's the Golden State Warriors or, of course, like you mentioned, the Hornets last night, or the ability that the Nuggets have to be able to switch off and not really be hurt with their bigs, or if you look at the Lakers when they're fully healthy with Anthony Davis and LeBron, like these are matchup nightmares when you get caught in the high screen and roll, or just the switch game up near the top, and it hurts teams. A player like Jared Allen allows you to not have to worry as much about switches like that.
Yeah, and look, obviously this is for the off season, at least that's what the Yahoo Sports reports. So, you know, just something to keep an eye on, because the Spurs, as we mentioned, do have plenty of money to play with once this season.
They've got a ton of money, and he's a player that seems like it would fit with what this young core is trying to accomplish. Right.
Exactly. And, well, a reason why
and
they're going to have a lot of...
the main reason I get really excited about it is basically his fit with the rest of the team and how he could, you know, cohere with the rest of the young guys, and his ability to offer a skill set that kind of fits in well with it, with his ability to switch defensively and his ability to step out and provide a little bit of offense. It just gives this unit that it seems like is the future of the Spurs that much extra.
Well, the reason why they're going to have a lot of money in the bank is because if things go accordingly, then you have several veterans, four of them, that will be off the books and thus freeing up a bunch of money. And that's where the next report comes in, which we mentioned earlier from Bleacher Report. We'll start off with DeMar DeRozan. Now, DeMar has made it very clear in the past, and you've heard it too, James, where he said if it doesn't come out of his mouth, it ain't true. So with that being said, Bleacher Report is reporting that A, that DeMar is interested in leaving San Antonio for another team, preferably going east, and B, that if the Spurs don't trade him, that this is pretty much it for him to finish out his contract, and he'll move on to another team. But the Spurs are reportedly okay with moving DeMar. Are you buying or selling this DeMar rumor?
I mean, I buy it.
Okay.
I've wondered all along the long-term ability and how much DeMar DeRozan actually wants to be in San Antonio. Being from LA, being from a big town, wanting to play in the Eastern Conference where, you know, he kind of started over in Toronto, especially with the West as stacked as it is, and the ability to, with that stacked West, the stacked guard play in the West, that's kind of a roadblock to getting to things like the All-Star game if you're not on a really, really, really good team to get the notoriety that you so deserve. I just wondered in the back of my head, are these things that matter to him?
Yeah, and you would think that him being a West Coast guy, that perhaps he would toy with the idea of joining a West Coast team, one of the LA teams. But no, it looks like he still wants to return to that Eastern Conference. As you mentioned, it could be just an easier path to, you know, a title, something that's not on his resume, all-star berth, something he can't get in San Antonio. Mm-hmm. But you see how he reacts every time there's a report about him. He'll go right to social media and just being like, where does this blank come from? And we'll be back talking more about your silver and black. But before we do that, it is time to hand out the Ultra Player of the Week. That's right, the Michelob Ultra Player of the Week. Hey, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. And at 2.6 carbs and 95 calories, Michelob Ultra is a joy that creates success. And it's enjoyment that isn't the end game, it's the whole game. So who is getting the honors today? Going to have to give it to Derek White. After struggling from the field in the past few games versus the Hornets, Derek White came out in style. Not only knocking down the three-point shot after going 0-for-8 in the previous game, but versus the Hornets, he scores over 20 points, hitting that mid-range shot, hitting the long ball, doing it all for San Antonio. He definitely had a bounce-back game versus the Hornets. Hopefully he'll continue that as the season progresses. And once again, are you happy because you win, or do you win because you're happy? This has been the Michelob Ultra Player of the Week. March Madness has returned, and Paramount Plus has the games you don't want to miss. Watch CBS games live on Paramount Plus, including the Final Four and the National Championship game on April 5th. Paramount Plus is the home to year-round sports, including the Masters, PGA Championship, UEFA, Championships League, and Europa League, and the NFL, and much, much more. Plus, get breaking news, expert picks, and highlights from all of your favorite teams with CBS Sports HQ, a 24/7 sports news network. What I love about the Paramount Plus network is that CBS Sports HQ, you can just turn it on anytime you want, and you get instant sports react, instant sports scores, and much, much more. And with March Madness going on, it gives me a quick up-to-date ongoings what the tournament is looking like as it progresses. Visit ParamountPlus.com before March 31st to receive a one-month free trial of Paramount Plus. That's ParamountPlus.com to receive a one-month free trial of Paramount Plus, ParamountPlus.com. Well, ESPN The Blitz, I think about a year ago, was it? You had someone come on and say that DeMar is unhappy in San Antonio, and DeMar shot that down.
Jabari Young, one of the most plugged in people with the Spurs we've ever had.
Yeah. So this is not completely new, you know, hearing this report. But what is new is that this is with the trade deadline on March 25th, that if the Spurs are going to do something, they're going to have to do it now. Now, these are the reported teams that are interested in DeMar DeRozan, that being the Bulls, the Magic, and the Knicks. Now, the Knicks reportedly are saying they're out of that they don't really want to chase him, and they're going to cool their heels on that. But that leaves the Bulls and the Magic. The Magic, Evan Fournier, and a first-round draft pick was thrown out there for DeMar. And the Bulls, really nothing out of it, but The Athletic is reporting that the Bulls are open to dealing Lauri Markkanen. Your thoughts?
Oh, done.
Done? You're
straight
done.
Up. Let's
you're doing it right then and there.
Give me either Vucevic or Markkanen, and we've got ourselves a deal.
Wow, so you're pulling that trigger fast. Okay, what about marketing that you like in this fantasy
world? Well, he don't
want
to be here anyway, so why not pull it fast? You're getting a very young, awesome player that fits, like I said earlier, with the Jared Allen thing, kind of the dynamic of this young team, a big that can space the floor and give you some shooting, and Lauri Markkanen, and provide that kind of offensive weaponry that you're lacking out around the perimeter, along with some size. I mean, these are things that would help the Spurs. And if you're going full youth, do it with another young dude. Do it with that guy, because he's a guy that can give you everything that this team is seemingly missing. You can keep Jakob Poeltl in the starting lineup still for his defense and use Markkanen at the four, and boom. I mean, this team's off and running at that point. You've jump-started your rebuild, plus you've got your draft picks heading into next year. And here's the thing. Since he is, what is it, going into the final year of his deal, let's say they want some draft compensation along with it. Okay, I'm willing to do that too. Lauri Markkanen has been the IMI prize for, what, 2 years now? I've been talking with you.
The NBA radio did report that the Spurs and Bulls are having talks, necessarily not about marketing, but just that, that talks are ensuing. So we'll see if that comes out. So yeah, but
I'll even take Otto Porter's log contract for you, Chicago. I could see Otto Porter being a contributor off the second unit with the Spurs team.
Yeah. I mean, he's young. He's proven himself, whether he's been in Washington and now in Chicago. So Porter would be a nice addition. Defensive guy. Yeah. Something the Spurs necessarily don't need anymore. I mean, they obviously get better. You know, they're one of the better defensive teams this year, but he does provide you more offense as well. And in today's NBA, offense is king versus the old days where defense was king. Here's the thing, though. Whether it be this trade deadline, these rumors you're hearing about DeMar and everything, at the end of the day, whether he gets traded or the season ends, do you foresee him being a Spur next year?
Who?
DeMar.
No.
No? Okay. So no. You think this is it for him?
Here's the thing. The Spurs wanted this thing done by this deadline to be able to get an extension done with him. If they can't get an extension done with him the way that Pops carefully handled everything with DeMar and giving him time off when he needed, talking to him as a man about things outside of basketball, like if that doesn't convince DeMar that he should want to be here, then there's really nothing you can do. I mean, you can't force a guy to stay somewhere that he doesn't want to be. I mean, he didn't want to be here in the first place, if you remember. He wanted to stay in Toronto.
Right.
And ride it out with those guys. But, you know, that guy that's coming into town this week for a couple of games kind of mucked everything up in both our world and his.
Mm-hmm.
And we made the best of a bad situation for as long as we could. He played exceedingly well and was arguably the best player on this team the entire time he was here. And it's now time to go our separate way, kind of like LaMarcus Aldridge. You know,
right.
It's time. We did it. And you need to move on. I get it. Best of luck to you. We'll see you later down the road. You have a special place in our hearts because he did a good thing for us while he was here. You can't take that away from him.
No, absolutely. And all the young guys, too, will dedicate gratitude to him for helping them hasten their development. I mean, you see DeMar smiling with the young guys, teaching them on the sidelines, getting on them. So they owe him a debt of gratitude. And the Spurs fan base as well for help spurring on the young guys to getting better and advancing their development. But yeah, I'm with you. I think if an extension isn't announced ASAP or something to that effect, then yeah, that's not a good sign, and you could be watching the final days of DeRozan in a silver and black uniform.
Sure.
Moving on with the
– this is the thing about DeRozan you have to remember too, Jeff, is it's an expiring deal. So while you want to get rid of him, unless you're getting something valuable in return, like a Lauri Markkanen, to where you're taking on an Otto Porter contract, it might be better for the Spurs just to let him ride this out. It's same with LaMarcus. Because you don't want to take back bad contracts and ruin that cap space that you have for the upcoming season, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the best case scenario is you either get a player that you're really, really interested in, and that's the reason to take back a contract like an Otto Porter or something like that to help clear that off the Bulls' salary cap. Or if you're not getting the marketing, there's no reason to take on a bad contract that's longer that's going to ruin that cap flexibility you have this offseason. So therefore, it's best to let them play this out.
Yeah, and there's one thing too. I mean, you're not the first person to come on Locked On Spurs to say you're okay with taking back a bad contract if it means you're netting yourself a promising player like Markkanen. I think the other frequent guest, Casey Vieira, he comes on and saying, yeah, if you throw a player like that, I'll take one of your bad contracts, other team who's making a deal for him. That's okay, you know, and maybe you can space that out or, you know, whatever, flex cap and whatever they call it nowadays. But but my thing is that if they're going to do that, they're going to be damn sure that player is good, you know, because you're opening up.
Sure, you're not doing it for unproven talent.
You want to make sure that whatever, if you're going to take a bad contract, better sure that proven talent also attached to it is a proven commodity in the league. And we'll continue our chat about the Spurs, but we've been telling you about Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar on the market for a while now. You know, the amazing low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, amazing tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate on all bars. Now it's time to find out which Built Bar is the best. It's Built Bar Madness. Go to BuiltBar.com and check out the matches that are going on right now to see which will be the best tasting flavor protein bar Built Bar has to offer. Go to BuiltBar.com. When you do that, remember to use promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order. That's LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order over at BuiltBar.com. And check back with the website to see who won today's matchup and who will become the best tasting protein bar. And bet online, which is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football may be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. You get real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. And BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. And it's just, frankly, the best place to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Go over to the website right now, betonline.ag, and use your mobile device to sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts, and use promo code LOCKEDON. All right, continuing on with this latest rumor dump regarding your silver and black. Rudy Gay, looks like the Spurs are also reportedly open to trading him and moving him on from the team. Again, you're seeing a pattern here. Players with expiring contracts, DeRozan, LMA, you know, we all know that's likely going to be a buyout. And then you got Rudy Gay, who's also in his final year in San Antonio. I think even if it's done by the end of the trade deadline or end of the season, he's not going to be a Spur moving forward after the season or maybe sooner, James.
Yeah, I mean, I look at it, and as great as Rudy Gay has been for the Spurs and this unit and the young guys and his ability to play the five or, you know, whatever he's been asked to do, he's been a consummate pro about it, and he should be completely just praised for everything that he's done while he was here, right? Mm-hmm.
Right.
But
and go ahead.
He also deserves a chance to go win.
Yeah. And here's the thing. It's also a win for San Antonio because, whoa, that opens up a minutes for a guy named Devin Vassell, who is showing that he can make the most of his minutes. Right now, he plays sparingly, and when he does get time, it's very limited minutes. But in the earlier in the season, when he was getting heavier minutes for his, levels, if you will, you saw production. He's normally a plus in the plus minus, whether he's knocking down timely threes or just playing really good defense. You can see how moving Gay would open up those minutes for him or even Luka. We saw a little bit of promise out of him.
Yeah, open up minutes for.
Yeah. And, you know, Luka Samanich can get those minutes as well. So it seems to me that regardless, this youth movement is going to jump into high gear soon, whether it's going to be at the trade deadline or at the end of next season moving into next. You're going to see this youth movement really, really take over, and you're going to see the reins to the team being handed over to the young kids sooner than later. One of the young guys that also reportedly wants out of San Antonio via Bleacher Report is Trey Lyles. This one, it shouldn't have come to a shock to me, but it kind of did at the same time. It was weird. Basically, Trey Lyles reportedly and his camp are looking to move his talents elsewhere. I think it's obvious he's not getting the run that he maybe expected to get. And he's pretty much buried on the bench now.
I think he's not getting the run any of us expected him to get.
And especially the way he was playing last year, right before the pandemic ended paused the season. And then, unfortunately, he got hurt. I think, again, another victim of circumstance. He was playing great last season. Pandemic happened. He didn't – if I remember correctly wrong, he didn't play in the bubble, right? He got hurt, right?
He did not. He had the
emergency
appendectomy right before it started.
Right before, right. So then they're going full forward.
Right
with
after they landed.
Right after they got to Orlando, he was out for the rest of the bubble games. So then you fast forward to this season, and well, they saw what the Spurs did last year in Orlando. So let's keep on doing that. Yeah, Lyles, you were not a part of that. So you buried in the bench. And by the way, we got this rookie that seemingly plays better than you named Devin Vassell. And this guy, Jakob Poeltl, who's coming on now, you know, late in the season. So I mean, you put it all together. Yeah, if this report is true, I don't blame him for trying to get out of San Antonio and landing somewhere else, James.
Sure. But like I said, with all these things, whether it's Patty, whether it's Trey, whether it's Rudy, whether it's LaMarcus, or whether it's DeMar, they're all expiring contracts. So if they don't get moved, don't be surprised, because some teams with the size of those contracts need to match it, and the only way they can match it is to giving back a bad contract. So if you want to maintain this cap flexibility heading into the offseason, the best course of action may be to stand pat.
Right, and I agree with you. I think even if it's going to shake out, no matter how you look at it, whether these expiring contracts just stay on board and they finish out their contract or they get moved, you're going to see a totally different team next year, whether that be the additions of maybe Trey Jones gets bumped up, you know, into more of a rotation guy. Devin Vassell, we know, likely is going to get a spike in minutes next season.
Luka.
Who knows? Luka's going to see it too. You're going to see Murray obviously become the, if he's not already, more of the face / leader of the team. And then whoever they pick in the draft, they're going to get a mid-ish pick at the rate they're going. Maybe not an 11 pick, but, you know, if they keep on going this route, maybe like 15.
It's a very deep draft, though.
Very deep draft, 15 through 20, somewhere around there. So they're gonna get a nice draft pick. And with the G League back, maybe it'll be back to normal. They'll stash that guy away, and they'll start redeveloping these new guys in the next phase, which you're going to see next year. I think the Spurs future is
unless you're getting something like a lottery pick back or a player like a Lauri Markkanen, into which you can be like, all right, so that's the player I want. I will take on one of your long contracts now. Like, those are the only reasons to move any of these players and take something back in return that will extend past this season.
Well, that's what the report that Orlando is doing. They're offering Evan Fournier and his expiring contract plus a first-round pick for DeRozan.
Mm-hmm.
Does that move the needle for you?
Yes.
Okay,
Evan Fournier is the person that you can put in this rotation and see if there's anything there. And if there is, you can re-sign him because you'll have the cap flexibility to do so. Adding a first-round pick, because I'm not sure how good that the Orlando Magic are in the East, so can they get into the playoffs? Maybe. If not, that's a lottery pick that you're getting in return. So, sure, that doesn't discount it, but here's the thing. If I have a chance at Markkanen or an expiring Fournier and a first-round pick, I'm looking at the Markkanen thing just because that is a player that I know that I covet that would fit with the style that they're attempting to bring here in San Antonio, and he'd go well with the youth. Fournier, I don't know if they would actually re-sign him or not. That would just be a swap of expiring contracts to get a first-round pick. Maybe a lottery pick, may not.
Yeah. It was going to be interesting to see what the Spurs do. They just, one more day, which time you listen to this episode of Lockdown Spurs today and then tomorrow, that's it. You know, half a day tomorrow, and the trade deadline is over. So the Spurs are running out of time fast. If they're going to make a move, it's going to happen. But, James, nobody should be shocked if they don't do anything, which is normally likely going to happen.
I'm not mad if they don't do anything, because that just means you have a boat ton of money to spend in the offseason if you so choose.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to shift gears now and talk about tonight's matchup quickly. Spurs-Clippers. Look, the Spurs, last time they faced against the Kawhi-led Clippers was out in Los Angeles, where the Spurs beat them. That's where they had their record-setting 20 three-pointers made in a game. They tied it. That was then. This is now. The Clippers are, you know, different. They're not that juggernaut as maybe many thought they'd be. They're having some issues. Kawhi recently complained that his team is not consistent. Can you believe that?
No.
It's not consistent. And you got Paul George not really being Paul George as we normally know he can. But nevertheless, what do you think about
that? Back the other night.
Yeah, well, look who led him back. Luke Kennard led them back. So it wasn't the names. It wasn't George. It wasn't Kawhi. It was Luke Kennard who led them back. But nevertheless, what are your outcome for tonight? What do you want to see the Spurs do? Like, they're coming off a tough loss against the Hornets, just 3 points. Interestingly enough, though, Jaden Borrego, head coach of the Hornets, did say pregame that he felt confident that the Hornets would beat San Antonio because the last time they met, they were down Hayward. They were down, I think, Rozier. And, they came out and he proved it right. But Clippers, Spurs, how do you see it playing out?
The Spurs are going to need to be on it. I mean, while the Clippers aren't the Clippers we thought they'd be, they're still a very good team that has some depth. And, of course, they got that dude. Plus, it'll be the first time that dude will be here in the last year and a half that fans will be allowed to attend. And even though there will be a small amount of fans, I believe there will be very vocal small amount of fans.
Yes. No love lost between San Antonio and Kawhi.
That's going to be an interesting thing to watch here in, these couple of games we have coming up against the Clips. But,
yeah.
I mean, they're going to need to stay hot from three. They're going to need to limit turnovers. They're going to need, their dudes to lead them. And those dudes at this point are DeJounte, Derek, and, the rest of the crew. Lonnie needs to continue his outstanding play from the Bucks game and stuff like that. And those are things that the Spurs are going to need in order to at least have a chance against the Clippers this weekend, because let's face it, the Spurs, even in their wins, haven't looked overly impressive. Against the Bulls, they needed a huge comeback to get a win. I mean, they haven't looked great or sharp for an entire game in a while, so it's probably dating back to pre-All-Star.
Yeah, I think in the last 11 games, they're 5-6, San Antonio is. So they're just what they are, a 500 team, if you look at just that sample right there. One thing to keep an eye on, the Clippers in the first game of a back-to-back aren't really that great. They're 3-4, they're under 500, but the Spurs are 6-2 overall in the first game of a back-to-back. So the Spurs come out swinging, and that kind of said, it's the second game where they usually have issues. But the Spurs and Clippers will start a home-home series in San Antonio as part of the 9-game homestand San Antonio is on right now. And they're going to need it, James, because once this month is over, are they ever going to be back in San Antonio? Seriously, they're going to play a game in San Antonio after this month?
I don't know. They're gone. All I know is they're play gone. Like 67 games in 62 days.
Yeah, I think, five games in San Antonio and the rest all on the road. So the Spurs really got to be aware of that this is your quote-unquote home cooking right now.
They've been a better road team this year, so
that
may be for the best.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of the best, sometimes Spurs fans don't really show their best, do they, James?
Oh, we're going to go there?
Well, if you want to. we can pull the plug on this right now. I mean, Casey did not hold back yesterday. So
I'm a little
you don't want to, that's understand.
I'm a little bit perturbed with Spurs fan and the way that they are so entitled, disrespectful at times. There's just so many things that just make it look bad, and they feel like they're so much better than these other fan bases, but really they're as bad, if not worse, than a lot of them.
Yeah, because if you want to see exactly
the way they treated guys that have chosen the city, whether they played up to what they should have or not, like Richard Jefferson, LaMarcus Aldridge, like they vilified these guys. They chose y'all in free agency. That is not a good look. A guy like DeMar DeRozan, who was traded here, that kind of put everything he could. He never really got the buy-in from the fan base. Tony Parker is a guy that, until basically he retired, he was 50-50 with the Spurs fans on whether they wanted him or whether they wanted to trade him and bring somebody else in or just get rid of him or send him to New York or whatever it may be. And They talk about their titles, but then they talk about the years before it. Like, oh man, it was such a brutal time. This is a team that's missed the playoffs like four times in its entire history. Don't talk to me about rough years. You don't know what rough years are.
Yeah, I sometimes just kind of do the face palm and just be like, okay, we're going to do that again, Spurs fans, but all right, whatever. You know, you're entitled to your criticism, but then there's taking it overboard. Case in point, you just got to go on social media right now, listeners, and look at when the Spurs put out when it's a loss and look at the comments that are given to the San Antonio Spurs, and they're not flattering. Look, I get it. These are passionate teams.
They will tag the players that they're eviscerating in that comment, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm okay with fan bases getting on their team. I'm okay with that. If James Pledger is having a bad night on the court and fans want to talk to him about him, his jumper off, okay, fine. I get it. But if you want to take it to the point of, well, then, you know, making it personal, and that's where we're pushing the line there. But yeah, there's a reason why there's a fan code of conduct in these arenas. And because but it's interesting though, and it's funny because you look at the different generation of Spurs fans, like you and me, we know what it's like when the Spurs were just mediocre at best. So, and then
they were a good team that couldn't break through for a long time.
For a long time, they were a great team. Yes, and that was with David Robinson. Yes, that was with George Gervin, a couple of guys that could never individually push a team over the hump into the NBA title. They had to get help. But during those lean years, but the fan base then they were frustrated, but they let it go. Now you're seeing the different fan base now, new generation just coming out of the Tim Duncan dynasty, the Big Three dynasty, and still expecting that's going to happen every year, game in, game out. That's not the way it is. Every NBA team has its cycles, doesn't it, James?
Every team goes through good years and bad years. And here's the thing. Like, this team's never really had to fully be a part of a rebuild. This is a rebuild. The Spurs are trying to rebuild this thing from Tim Duncan and the ashes of Kawhi Leonard. Like, that's the real fact of the matter is they thought they were in a position with LaMarcus Aldridge and Kawhi Leonard to carry this, you know, dynasty into the next era. And then Kawhi Lee, and they were up, 20-something on the Warriors at home before a rolled
running
ankle changed everything.
Yeah. Yeah, if anybody, be mad at Kawhi.
Sure, be mad at Kawhi, be mad at whoever you want, but here's the thing. DeMar DeRozan has nothing to do with this. He's just come here and played his ass off. You know, you look at LaMarcus Aldridge, he's been the consummate pro. He hasn't done this in social media or anything like that. It's been one-on-one with Pop, and then by the time he was not going to play, Pop came out and told you he wasn't going to play. You couldn't ask for a better scenario in which this would play out.
And then look how
LaMarcus Aldridge was the crown jewel of free agency the year he chose you over the Lakers.
Yeah. And here's the thing, too. Even with the DeMar, I'm sorry, with the LMA situation, look how it was handled again. You know, instead of letting it go out there and letting rumors run rampant, Pop just told everybody, all right, this is what's going on. We're parting ways, and that's the end of it, and we'll see what happens, how it shakes out. Unlike a certain guy named Kawhi Leonard who decided to drag the team, reportedly hide in New York City from team of staffers just so they don't get a look at him, see if he's really okay. I mean,
shut down everything, and the team, the Spurs, had to basically – lied to us the entire time as to not burn a bridge that they were still trying to salvage that Kawhi was trying to napalm.
Yeah. And it got to the point where Pop just threw up his hands. I think that was the famous Brooklyn, when the Spurs were at Brooklyn, where he just threw up his hands and finally just gave up. And Pop was like, you know what? I don't know what's going on with him. You're going to have to ask his camp. I think that's where it pushed him to that. And I remember being at that press conference when he just sighed and just was real with everybody and just said, I don't know what's going to happen. Yeah, he was just exasperated at that point, and he just told everybody that was on hand. Yeah, he goes, you're going to have to ask him now from this point moving forward. I mean, that's the point. I mean, he pushed Pop. Kawhi and his camp pushed Pop to that point where they just were like, yeah. And then maybe, and I think that the Spurs handled it right with LMA. I mean, of course, there's some critics that say maybe the Spurs shouldn't have done that because now the Spurs are in a bad bargaining position with LMA right now trying to trade for him. But nevertheless, I mean, it is what it is. But yeah, Spurs fans, whew, not all of them, not all, most, let's just say most, tend to push the envelope. But we're done talking. We want to hear from you. What do you think about this slew of Spurs rumors? You think DeMar DeRozan, this is it for him and Spurs colors, whether it be in the next day and a half or at the end of the season? Rudy Gay, Trey Lyles, could they be shipping out? Let us know what you think. Mm-hmm. Also, what do you think about tonight's game, Spurs-Clippers? Will you be there at the game? Will you be booing the you-know-what out of Kawhi Leonard if you go? And how do you think the game will play out exactly? And for those Spurs fans that want to talk to James Pledger, as well as watch him on, yes, I said watch him on the Saturday Morning Hangover. James, tell everybody how they can do that.
You can always follow the station at ESPN_SA on Twitter. We are also streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. Just search ESPN San Antonio. Subscribe and follow along. We post every day, whether it is the Blitz from 4 to 7 during the week or the Saturday Morning Hangover, Saturdays 9 to 11, with myself and Jack Thompson. We are always on. We are bringing you the latest, whether it's with the Spurs, the Cowboys, Texans, whatever's going on in the world of sports here in the San Antonio area, we got you covered.
Just real quick, we have a few minutes left here. Is that the Snyder Cut, thumbs up or thumbs down?
Oh, that's huge thumbs up.
Very, very thumbs up. Now, it's a shame, at least right now, we're not going to get a sequel, considering the amount of teases they gave us in the movie. Oh, my goodness. And let's not forget, too, James, Shazam is still out there. He's still in the universe.
All I want is the Snyder Cut I want Snyder to finish his trilogy now. That's all I want.
Yeah. But again, I know people are consumed by this.
Bad as the first Justice League was, the Snyder Cut was equally as good as the original Justice League was bad.
Exactly. And here's the thing. We have to remember that Shazam is still out there. He's still in the universe. So there's a chance he can join. There's still, you know who, I don't want to spoil it, who made a couple of impressive cameos, especially at the end with Bruce Wayne. Mm-hmm. He's out there. And there's still some crew out there by the name of Granny Goodness and her Harpies that we got a glimpse of, that are right there next to Darkseid. So there's so much they can build on right now. And it's a shame that, oh man, they got a green light on for a sequel. That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome.
That would be fantastic, but that is a whole lot of money that they'll have to wave in the face of a whole bunch of people, because I think Snyder's done. I'm pretty sure Henry Cavill's done. I know Ben Affleck's done as Batman. Like, there's a whole lot of money. They'd have to slap a lot of people with a lot of money to get them to change their minds about getting back in. And last I heard, Ray Fisher's on really bad terms with WB.
Yeah. And by the way, if you haven't seen the Snyder Cut, just have a box of Kleenex next to you. That's all I'm going to say. Just have a box of Kleenex next to you when it comes to Cyborg. But other than that, we're done talking. We want to hear from you. So you can follow Locked On Spurs simply by subscribing to it wherever you get your favorite podcasts, whether it be radio.com, Stitcher, iTunes, the list goes on and on and on. And make sure to check out the entire network, from NHL to NBA to MLB. It's all there, well represented at the Locked On Network. So for James Pledger, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.